soul be lost is nobody's fault but mine.
Well, I want to tell you a story that we all should believe. How Jesus died for you and for me, and old man Isaac spoke of the coming of Messiah. And, just before he left his home on high, and Matthew's gospel said, I heard a man crying, Jesus is born and surely must die. And well, let me tell you just how he died. For just a little silver, he was crucified. Well, let me tell you just why he died. By his friend Peter, he was denied. So they led him on down to the judgment hall and wrapped him in a red robe. And I recall, and well, Judas, do you know what you have done? I sold out my Lord. Don't you know that we're wrong? Well, my bread and a star, well, and that's all right. I'm holding his hand. And well, Judas looked around, saw him standing by himself, and he threw away his silver, went and hung himself. And tell me, pal, and wife, she had a dream about that man Jesus she never seen. And tell me, pal, said, bring me some water, let me wash my hand, and I won't be guilty of a innocent man. And well, wait a minute, let me tell you, they took my Lord and they nailed him higher. From the sixth to the ninth hour, I declare he's dying. Well, he died till the sun will shine. Tell me, Mother Mary was standing there crying. Well, I wasn't there, but this I heard. Tell me he never said a mumbling word. Well, not a word.
Hi, I'm Ludlow Pate. Every year on Good Friday, we have devoted a portion of our show to a presentation of some of the best Easter recordings from the golden age of gospel, mostly the 40s, 50s, 60s, as some more recent examples. Although this music is religious in nature, my hope is that whatever your religious beliefs, you will also be open to appreciating it as a celebration of American song. Gospel has played a significant role in shaping what most of us listen to as a basic root music for a lot of pop, also jazz, R&B, even some modern classical music. A few of the performers' names may be familiar to you, like Mahalia Jackson, Clara Ward, or Sister Rosetta Tharpe, but it's likely that unless you've listened to some of my previous gospel presentations, you have never heard of some of the other great singers I'll be playing, despite the fact that some of them have been among the most influential. We opened with How Jesus Died by the Pilgrim Travelers, an immensely popular and important gospel quartet in the 40s and 50s. Their bass, George McKern, started that recording off, and then Jess Whitaker took over. The Pilgrim Travelers had so many talented singers that Jess Whitaker, as wonderful as he was only their third lead. But the impact of his style on someone like Ray Charles is quite obvious. Two other singers who've had a lasting influence on popular music are Clara Ward and Marianne Williams. Aretha Franklin has cited both of them as major vocal models. And the influence of Marianne Williams can also be heard on a wide range of pop stars, from Little Richard to even John Lennon, who once asked her for some vocal tips. So let's begin with Redeemed, something from the 50s by Clara Ward, and then Marianne Williams from the 1970s, and I think we're also going to throw in something by another really influential singer, Dorothy Love Coates, with the Gospel Harmonettes.
Redeem, redeem.
Redeem, 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 redeem.
it was poor Gina. Yes, born on a Christmas. Yes, laid in a manger. Yeah, wasn't that a pity and a shame?
three of the leading women of gospel. Dorothy Love Coates with the Gospel Harmonettes, I Shall Know Him, preceded by Poor Little Jesus, sung by Marianne Williams. And we began that with Redeem, Clara Ward and the Ward Singers. Interestingly, it was arranged by Rudy Lewis, who would later sing with the Drifters. We are celebrating Easter on this Good Friday with gospel music, and we'll be back with more after we take a little break. Welcome back to our annual Good Friday celebration of Easter through one of the greatest of the American musical traditions, gospel music. We will continue with two of the very most popular quartets of the 50s and 60s, the Swan Silvertones and the Sensational Nightingales, beginning with a live radio performance by Claude Jeter and Louis Johnson and the Swan Silvertones of Near the Cross, and then Julius Cheeks, who had an incredible impact on R&B singers, especially Wilson Pickett. We'll hear him with the Sensational Nightingales singing Never Said a Word.
Jesus, keep me. Wanna be so close, because there
is a precious fountain,
a precious fountain.
There is a precious fountain.
Mother told me that it was a free. All right, son, it don't cost you nothing.
Free to all the heathen.
All you got to do is believe on it.
Yes.
She said it flows.
Yes, it flows
from Calvary's mountain.
If it did, it flows from Calvary's mountain.
Yeah.
This was Mother's voice when I heard her say that.
Go ahead.
Every day,
while you
said, she said, I'm going to watch it.
Watch and wait,
hoping
and trusting.
Oh Lord,
yeah.
And I'll be trusting
it. Hoping and trusting.
Yeah.
Crucified. Oh yes they did.
They crucified.
It makes me sad when I think about it sometimes, boys. How you hung there and never say,
said I'm on my little way.
Talk about that a long time ago. How they pierced my Savior. Oh, Lord. They pierced him in the side. Oh, Lord. Yes, they did. They stretched him. Stretched him wide. He was hanging there. And they pierced my Savior. Yes, they did. Listen. There was a tomb. Were hanging there. Somebody asked me why they were hanging there, and I told them they were hanging there just to share, oh Lord, to share the agony. One cried, Lord, 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 oh, with tears in his eyes. Oh yes, he did. He said these words: remember me, Father, in the paradise. Oh, yes, he did. He loved us so. That's why he died for us. Oh, Lord. And he hung there and died. Somebody said, why did Jesus die? But he died. Set the whole world free. Yes, he did. Yeah.
The Reverend Julius Cheeks and the Sensational Nightingales, Never Said a Word, preceded by Near the Cross, a live radio performance by Claude Jeter, Louis Johnson, and the Swan Silvertones. We're celebrating the great American gospel music tradition with a Good Friday Songfest here on WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. It would be impossible to talk about the golden age of gospel without including Mahalia Jackson and Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and for gospel lovers, Edna Gallman Cook. So let's listen to all three of them now.
I'm Glenn Selby, this history. I'm salvation is free. Can't you see how they done my Lord? Oh yeah. Can't you see how they hung him on Calvary? Oh yeah. Well, they and the sun refused to shine. And the blood ran down, chopped in blood, oh yeah. And the dead got up, chopped from the grave. And they walk
Sunday morn. Oh, I'm so glad that salvation is the reed. Oh, oh yeah. I'm glad. Salvation is free.
Two angels came from heaven and rolled the stone away. And then the women came along and found that the Savior was gone. They said, "Can no grave hold his body down?" I feel within myself that can't no grave hold my body down. I wanna rise one morning. Can't no grave hold my body down. Whoa, oh no. For when the first trumpet sound, Lord, help me to get up out of that ground, because I know can no grave hold my body down. I want to answer on the first trumpet, go yonder, Gabriel. Stand on the land and the sea. I don't want you to blow the trumpet, Gabriel, until you get an answer from me. And when you get an answer from me, Gabriel, I want you to blow loud, Gabriel. Because can no grave hold my body down.
Yeah. He took my blessed love. They tell me they led him away. They fed him all vinegar and gall. But he drank it from the brim on down to the dregs. And he never said a mumbling took my blessed Lord. Just look at them. They nailed him to the cross. Just look at that innocent man die for you and me. They put nails in his hand and they nailed his feet, and the hammer in Jerusalem street. And seem like I can still hear the hammer. Can't you hear the hammer?
Madame Edna Gallman-Cook's chilling performance of The Hammer Rings, preceded by probably the first major star in gospel music, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Can't Know Grave, Hold My Body Down, this from a live performance in Europe in 1960, later in her career. And we opened with the great Mahalia Jackson early in her career when she was still with Apollo Records and her performance of I'm Glad Salvation is Free. We are telling the Easter story on this Good Friday through one of the great American musical traditions, gospel music. And I will continue after we take a little break. Stay with us. I'm Leonard Lopate, and we're back with this Good Friday celebration of the golden age of gospel music's song. And next up, one of the most famous of the singers to begin in gospel and then become a pop music star, Sam Cooke, when he was with the Soul Stirrers. He shares the lead on this recording with Paul Foster, and then I'll follow that with another song featuring Paul Foster. But in this one, he shares the lead with Johnny Taylor, who, like Sam Cooke, had a second career as a pop and R&B singer.
Must Jesus bear the cross for long and all this world for free? Lord, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross.
Not alone,
not alone,
not alone,
not alone,
not alone. was out on a hill.
Oh,
but Jesus died, Lord, out on a hill. Oh, yes, it was. The man was crucified. So good that he died. Not be alone, yeah, I wanna hear, oh Lord,
whoa.
They call Calvary, Jesus died, oh yes he did, to set the whole world free, oh Lord. Oh Lord, he hung there and he died.
Yes,
tell me,
Jesus died.
Tell me they whipped him all night long now.
Yes,
but Jesus dropped his head in the lock of the shoulder.
Died.
Oh, they tell me he died.
Yes,
tell me he died on Friday evening to set the whole world free.
Set the
Paul Foster and Johnny Taylor and the Soul Stirrers and Out on a Hill. You may remember Johnny Taylor for pop hits like Cheaper to Keep Her. We preceded that with Paul Foster again and Sam Cooke, the earlier version of the Soul Stirrers, and Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone. Next up, a link with Aretha Franklin, because Sister Wynonna Carr not only had a successful singing career on her own, but she was also the pianist at Aretha's father's church, the Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit. And I probably taught Aretha how to play piano. We're going to hear her sing Did He Die in Vain? And then another famous pianist and singer, James Cleveland, with the Caravans from 1955, when before James Cleveland went off on his solo career. This is from a concert in Los Angeles. It's called the Great Shrine Concert.
Was black as night.
little bit of gospel rock and roll from James Cleveland, who's probably the biggest star in gospel music from the 60s through the 80s. He, after he stopped playing for groups like the Caravans, which he collaborated with, in this case, in the great 1955 Shrine Concert with What Kind of Man Is This?, he went on to become a major choir leader and a major soloist, and probably can be heard in almost every contemporary gospel recording today because he had such a powerful influence. Before that, we heard from 1955 Sister Winona Carr and Did He Die in Vain? We are going to close with a something of a rarity. Gospel music breaks up very specifically into gospel and quartet, and often never the twain shall meet. But in this case, we have a collaboration of two Philadelphia groups, a women's gospel group, the Angelic Gospel Singers, and a male quartet, the Dixie Hummingbirds. And they're going to be singing a song that I have played pretty much in all of these Easter shows because it's just so much fun to listen to, despite the story. It's called One Day. The Birds also later engaged many years in an even more unlikely collaboration when they joined Paul Simon on his recording of Loves Me Like a Rock. So I hope you've enjoyed this special presentation of gospel music from the golden age of gospel, as far as I'm concerned, a celebration in American song. And if you have been listening closely, you've probably heard all sorts of other singers that you're familiar with, singers that you didn't know were influenced by the people that I'm playing. We also have a playlist that we've made available to you on our show page at WNYC.org. If you are curious about some of these recordings, you can always check them out. And many of them are available on the internet. Pretty much, I think by now, almost all of them are. And quite a few you can also just access through YouTube. Okay, so let's finish with the Ira Tucker and the Dixie Hummingbirds and Bernice Cole and the Angelic Gospel Singers from December of 1951, One Day.
Oh, one day when heaven was,
one day
we'll lift his praises,
one
day when Sarah,
one day
that has to be, Jesus came for to be,
one day
born of the Virgin,
one day.
One day,
one day,
down the tree,
one day,
suffering.
Bernice Cole and the Angelic Gospel Singers and Ira Tucker and the Dixie Hummingbirds collaborating on that recording of One Day. And that completes today's celebration of the great American gospel music tradition with this Good Friday Song Fest. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I hope it prepares you for this holiday weekend, whether you're celebrating Easter or Passover. I hope that you have a wonderful holiday, and I look forward to the next time I get to play this kind of music.